Prague's famous astronomical clock, known as the Orloi, dating back to 1410 and gracing the tower of the old town hall, is one of the city's biggest attractions, drawing crowds on the hour every single day. The chimes and a famous procession of apostles in the clock's windows are a must for really any visitor to Prague and are the subject of countless YouTube videos and family photos. But anyone visiting on the Old Town Square these days has been less than lucky and won't see the famous clock in operation. On Monday, it was turned off by technicians due to 3 weeks of building repairs. What is being fixed? Above all, workers are redoing walls within the Old Town Hall Tower to combat dampness, which has a negative effect on the famous clock. Karel Žbáněk of the clockworks company Ludwig Heinz is in charge of the project.
The main focus is the renovation of the walls inside the tower behind the clock, both on the main floor as well as the space behind the mechanism. There is no way we could leave the clock in operation while renovation work is underway. For one, the masonry and cleanup will see a lot of dust. And two, directly behind the clock, there is a system of weights and pulleys, which would be dangerous to work under. Conditions wouldn't meet safety standards.
Some observers have complained it is poor timing to turn the Orloi off only shortly before the Easter holidays, a period when the number of tourists visiting Prague is understandably high. But Karel Žbáněk says when it comes to the renovations, there were few better options.
We hope to have the repairs completed by the 22nd of April, which, if you look at the calendar, is right before the holidays. If we can shorten the time by even a little bit, we will, but a lot depends on the masons. We are aware it's not ideal, but the problem is that, because of the condition of the walls inside, you have to wait for the right atmospheric conditions. We could only begin now. Postponing the date wouldn't have helped it. It would just push the work even further into the tourist season.
The repairs underway will not involve any external changes to the Orloi, save one, repairs to a mechanical golden rooster who shares the top of the clock's facade with the apostles. Karel Žbáněk again.
It isn't so much a repair as it is a retuning. In 1945, the clock was damaged by a grenade explosion, and repairs in 1945 and 1947 changed the motion of the rooster's wings somewhat. The flapping became less visible, and over time, and due to wear and tear, is now completely imperceptible. We want to make the movement visible again, so the whole experience is more attractive.
Legend has it that stopping of the Orloi heralds a tragedy or catastrophe for the Czech land, something that specialists like Mr. Žbáněk readily discount. He and others point to the last time in 2005 when the Orloi was stopped for 2 months and nothing happened. You're tuned to Radio Prague, the English language service of Czech Radio.